They say no thought lives in your head rent free, and your thoughts cost you more than you realize in the moment. I'd argue that the thoughts of bitterness, revenge, and resentment are perhaps the most costly thoughts you can have. Every time you think about that person who wronged you, that person hijacks your thoughts, your time, and your happiness. And just like your actual home, your mind only has room for so many thoughts. You can choose to occupy your mind with thoughts of bitterness or thoughts that empower you. The choice is yours. As Nelson Mandela once said, resentment is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. So instead, forgive and grow. And don't forgive to make someone else feel better or because it's the right thing to do. Forget all that. Forgive for you. Forgive to free yourself from the attachment to negativity and to make room in your mind for all the things that can add value to your life. Let go of bitterness so you can have more time to plan your next project. And let go of that person who wronged you so you can hold on to the people that love you. And if nothing else, let go because your time is limited and you don't owe it to anyone but you. And never forget that hurt people hurt people. And rarely are things as personal as we make them out to be. And yes, when someone mistreats you, in the moment, it feels like things are 100% about you. But more often than not, it's less about you and more about an interpretation of you that you have little control over. So take ownership for what you can, but don't internalize the reactions of others. Their reactions are a reflection of a lifetime of experiences you have little to do with. So when it comes down to it, I've realized that happiness is a constant battle of choosing which experiences to hold on to and which experiences to let go. But the key word in there is choose, and the choice is always yours.
If you quit, you are teaching your children how to quit. If you fail, you are starting a generation of failures in your bloodline. You must determine you will break the cycle of failure in your bloodline.
Here on your website, Mindset Media Radio.